This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 317 for Tuesday, March 22nd. Ice canola futures continue to push higher on Tuesday morning, gleaning support from gains in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed. The May canola contract gains $12.20 at $1,137.60 per ton. The July contract rises $9.50 at $1,109.30 per ton, and new crop November increases $9.80 at $9.50.50. The Chicago soy complex is mixed and fading while providing little direction for canola. Also, crude oil prices are lower, putting pressure on edible oils. Canadian Pacific Railway and the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference agreed to binding arbitration, which means the union's 3,000 members will return to work today. CP Rail locked out the union members on Sunday, thereby shutting down its Canadian rail operations. Outstanding issues still to be resolved include pensions and wages. The Canadian dollar is unchanged on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 79.41 U.S. cents. The United States Department of Agriculture says there's a private sale of 240,000 tons of old crop soybeans to unknown destinations. U.S. winter wheat conditions include Kansas at 25% good to excellent, Oklahoma at 24%, and Texas at 18%. Also in Texas, corn planting is said to be 42% finished. The Ukrainian Grain Association estimates the country could lose $6 billion in grain exports due to the Russian invasion. Russian forces have sealed off Ukraine's ports, the country's primary means of exporting its grain. In South America, AgRural says the Brazil soybean harvest is 69% complete. Argentina is again exporting soy meal and soy oil, but with a 33% export tax. Running off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly higher on Tuesday morning in choppy trading. The May contract bumps up a penny at $16.92 per bushel. May soy oil is up nearly a tenth of a cent at 73.78 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal loses $3.80 at $4.77.5 per short ton. Corn futures are lower this morning. The May contract forgoes a nickel at $7.51 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, with the May contract down 4 cents at $7.23. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, with Chicago May up by 3.5 cents at $11.23. Kansas City May gains 13 cents at $11.26. And Minneapolis May add 6 cents at $10.95. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, March 22nd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.